And now for some artery, cultural coverage that kicks butt. On Monday night, PBS is airing the documentary Wonder Women, The Untold Story of America's Heroines. The film looks at how popular representations of powerful women often reflect something more subtle, that is, society's anxieties about women's liberation. It features TV stars Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, and Lindsay Wagner, the Bionic Woman, along with Gloria Steinem and others talking about feminism through a pop culture lens. Bay Area documentary filmmaker Christy Guevara Flanagan made the film. She spoke with KALW contributor Kevin Robinson, who runs the website Medium Rare.
Well, the film was really an evolution of ideas. It didn't all come together for me at once. The first thing that happened was I saw an article in the New York Times about Gail Simone, who was writing The Wonder Woman in comic book form, and it mentioned that it was one of the first women to ever write the comic book, even though she's been around for 60-plus years. And that just struck me as odd. You know, here is this icon of great empowerment, and she's only been created by men. And there was some kind of contradiction in there that I thought was really interesting. And then I started looking at the history of Wonder Woman, and there was just so much fascinating stuff throughout the decades from her creation. She was a really radical creation for her time that still reads really powerfully today by standards of how women are still represented. And then she was on the cover of the first Ms. magazine. So there are all these kind of really cool touching stones throughout the history. And I thought I could use her to talk about larger issues of women's representation in the media.
So in the film, you talk about the role of women in comic books, the role of women in society. You mentioned the creator of Wonder Woman. His name was William Moulton Marston. Is that correct?
That's right. William Moulton Marston was a fascinating character, ahead of his time in many ways. He really wanted to create a pro-female character that was different from the Superman of that time. So instead of fighting with brawn, she could use a little bit of her sometimes feminine guile, but also just her powers of empathy and her search for justice. She comes from Amazons, which I think this is what I think is so interesting. So she comes from this matriarchal society where women are equal in all ranks. And I think it's what's fascinating about her to look at today, these early Wonder Woman comics, is that she's mentors other women. She's at the front of her story. So the whole mythology revolves around her. She's not a sidekick or daughter or love interest. And that's still really radical for today's representations of women, particularly in heroic roles.
Okay, going back to the 70s, Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, and she spawned a couple, I guess, positive female heroines in that era. One in particular was the Bionic Woman, starring Lindsay Wagner. Talk about her and that role.
Well, the Bionic Woman is really interesting because she was a spinoff of the Bionic Man, but she eventually became more popular than the Bionic Man. Although they were always really careful, who was known as the Million Dollar Man, to say not to put a price tag on how much she was worth, because she couldn't be worth more than the Million Dollar Man, right? And she was actually a character on his show and was killed off. And she says that she got all this, they got all this fan mail saying, you know, where did she go? We really want to see her come back. And they figured out a way to resuscitate her in her character and then give her her own show. And what's fun about her, again, is that she, both her and Linda Carter as Wonder Woman, even though Wonder Woman's dressed fairly scantily clad, they really play the characters in this earnest, sincere way. And though it seems campy to our standards, they themselves, the actresses, really imbued these characters with a grace and a power and a thoughtfulness that I think still resonates for today.
Well, let's hear from Lindsay Wagner.
So it was not surprising in retrospect that the show was an absolute hit, just off the charts. This character was going into a man's world, into a man's job. But I used to say I didn't want to be a man running around in a skirt. I wanted, if we're going to do a woman in this type of a role, I wanted to bring up the feminine qualities, the feminine principles in our stories. Inclusiveness, conflict resolution, as opposed to just conquering or just settling it with physical prowess.
That was a karate chop.
I know, I love that.
What, I think she broke six boards in that scene. Chrissy, you mentioned the fact that Hollywood is not even 50% controlled by women as far as decision-making. I think you interviewed Jemu Green and Jen Stoller.
The statistics are really surprising. They're a lot more dramatic than just, less than 50%. And we have two women that we interviewed in the film, Jennifer Stoller, who's an author of a book, Ink-Stained Amazons, and Jemu Green, who was the former director of the Women's Media Center, talking about these statistics and really the impact of these statistics.
Some of the most popular female heroes, say Wonder Woman or Buffy Summers, were created by men, and it's not that women aren't capable of creating these heroes. It's that the people who have the means to production have traditionally been men.
3% of the decision-making positions in media are held by women. That means that 97% of the decisions about how women are going to be portrayed, 97% of those decisions are being made by men.
That's a staggering statistic.
It is. And it's one of the areas where women have made few gains. That and politics, I would say, are just some really dramatic areas. But, I mean, if you think about it, the media is what particularly young people are consuming all the time, you know, whether it's on TV or in video games or in films. And it has such a big impact on self-esteem, on, you know, what they want to grow up and be, and even their education. So I think it's a really important issue to address. And that's, you know, one of the reasons that I made the film.
Chrissy, I like to close the interview with towards the end of the film, you have scenes from people talking about who inspired them. They mentioned like writers, producers, directors. Can you set that up?
Well, one thing I wanted to leave audiences with is what's positive out there. And part of what we can do to be positive about women's roles and women's as heroes is to reclaim the women that were our heroes that have done wonderful things throughout history, even in literature, even if they're not real characters, just reminding us of who the inspirators were.
In my childhood, besides Wonder Woman, Louisa May Alcott was my hero. Sid Charisse, because I wanted to be a dancer.
Eleanor Roosevelt. I loved Ina Shore.
Ann Richards really spoke to me.
Bella Abzug. You know, she said stuff that rang true in my life as a 9-year-old.
When I would watch MASH when I was a kid, there were women's writers' names on it, and I'd see those names every week. And those are the names that made me say, women can do this job.
Strong women leave legacies, and the legacy is simply, if she could do it, I could do it.